Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Juan Carlos Copas and Maria Nieves Rego met as teenagers in a Buenos Aires dance hall. They became dance partners and tangoed together through thick and thin in a famously rocky relationship. But it ended after 50 years when they danced their last tango. Our Last Tango is also the name of a new documentary that looks at the famous couple through the years. It also documents contemporary dance recreations and reinterpretations of their lives and tango styles. The film was created by award-winning director Herman Kroll, and it played at the Toronto International Film Festival. And I'm very pleased to have Herman on the phone from Buenos Aires to tell us more about Our Last Tango. Hi, Herman.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for being there for me so far away. Your film looks at the most famous tango dancers in the world. What is so special about them? Why are they so famous?
Well, I think there are two things which are very special about them. Juan Carlos Copas and Maria Nieves were the first couple to put the tango on the stage. Speak. That was in the middle of the 50s. Until then, tango was only being danced, let's say, for joy in the milongas in Buenos Aires. And they were the first ones to start doing choreographies and doing them on stage. And that was their pioneer work, so to speak. And with these first choreographies, they started a completely new way of dancing tango, which developed in the way people dance tango all over the world today. I think that was the main thing that they brought into tango. That's from the artistic point of view. And then they were very special because they were an incredible couple. They danced tango really like no one else. And they did it together for almost 50 years. And what happened is that they were friends, and then they married, and then they separated, and then they hated each other, and they couldn't talk to each other, but they continued dancing throughout 50 years, even when they couldn't talk to each other, even when Maria was saying that they hated them, they would continue dancing and dancing like gods.
So tell me about the tango itself. Have you ever danced the tango?
Well, I started to learn how to dance because I had a project which was settled in Bavaria, the place where I live in Munich, and then I thought, well, if I want to direct this film, I better know how it feels to dance and to learn tango. And then I started to learn it, and it was like a one-way ticket. I couldn't go back of it.
Although in the film, Maria says that her partner, that Juan Carlos, couldn't dance either when they first started.
Yes. He said it too. I mean, that was at the very beginning. That was at the end of the 40s. And Juan was very young. He was, I think, 16 or 17. First time he saw her in a milonga. And yes, he couldn't dance at all. But then he really concentrated into tango. And then when they met next time, 1 year later, he could dance very well.
So tell me about the tango itself. What's so special about the tango? What is unique about that style of dance?
Well, I will give you my very subjective perspective on tango.
Okay.
I am a lover of tango. I'm not a specialist, you know. I think that what makes tango special is what a man and a woman experience when they embrace and share a piece of music during 3 minutes. And what happens between them while hearing this very beautiful music and dancing it is really, really special. You are dancing with a person you might not know, but you embrace her and you dance very close. And when the couple understands each other, what happens there is pure magic.
And
I think that's the most important, the most the reason why tango is being danced all over the world.
I noticed that when they dance, the mouth and the ear almost make contact, so they can actually talk to each other, or they can whisper words to each other.
Well, you know,
is that true?
Maria says in a part of the film that they used to talk to each other when they were young at the milongas.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you don't talk when you are dancing nowadays.
Oh, okay.
You Is don't it? Chew gum either, yeah?
Right.
It's a no-go. That's absolutely forbidden. And
So do people still dance it for fun as opposed to as an art they perform?
Ask me please again the question. I didn't understand it quite well.
So in Argentina, in Buenos Aires today, are there people who just learn the tango so they can do it themselves, or is it strictly a performance dance now?
No. Of course, tango still is being danced for fun in many, many places in Buenos Aires. It is not as popular as it was when Maria and Juan were young. At the 40s, when my father was young, tango was the music of the people from Buenos Aires, and everyone, young people back then would dance and hear tango. Nowadays, tango is not is far not so popular as it was, but still people dance it for the joy of dancing it. And the good thing is that there are many, many, many young people dancing it today and also playing tango. There are orchestras which are called orquestas típicas with 10 musicians, more or less. And I have been hearing and watching orchestras in which the musicians are 18, 19, 20, and they play great tango.
And people are writing new music and experimenting with the steps?
Well, experimenting with the steps, absolutely. Writing new music, I would say also, but mainly, what you hear at the milongas. You know what a milonga is?
What is a milonga?
Milonga is the name of the place where people dance tango. It's called milonga. So let's go to the milonga, meaning let's go to the place where we will dance tango, right?
Right.
So at the milongas, the tango that is being played, it's all from the 40s, 30s and 40s, because that was the golden age of tango. And it's still the music that people dance today. And it's still the music that the orchestras play today. I mean, sometimes they play also a couple of new compositions, but mainly is music from the 40s.
I liked when you took Maria back to the milongas that she had been in 40 or 50 years earlier. Can you talk about her reaction?
Yes. Her reaction was more or less what you can see in the film. Maria is very, very, I will not get the word, she's very sincere.
Yes.
And she was moved. She was moved to be there again after 50 years, was moved to go to the places that were part of her youth. And she started to tell us her story and the way how she saw Juan for the first time and she liked him so much and she almost fell in love with him, and how he asked her to dance, but she looked away because she wasn't allowed to dance. And then 1 year later, he came again and they would dance together for the first time. So she was very, as always, she Maria is, was very in contact with her emotions.
I'm very interested in their relationship. At one point, Juan says he considered her his Stradivarius, as if he's the artist and she's the tool. Could you comment on that?
She's the tool and he is the what?
She's his instrument and he is the artist. That's how
Right. Well, you know, that's a great phrase of him, isn't he? Isn't it? I mean, that describes him very well, more than Maria.
Right.
And that describes the way he sees Maria. I mean, it doesn't need much comments about this. It's his phrase, and he always says it. And I mean, he's somehow proud of this phrase. I suppose that this is the way that he really sees Maria and their relationship.
So
I asked once Juan, we were in a drinking a coffee in Buenos Aires, and he was complaining about Maria, and I asked him, listen, Juan, why did you took so much pain from her? Why didn't you just dance with another woman? He told me something which was very important to understand for me the relationship. He said to me, well, listen, I could have danced with any woman, but with Maria, I could shine.
Very interesting.
You know?
So finally, aside from the interviewing Maria and Juan, you recreate the dance, the historical dance numbers themselves on a stage, and that's part of that's about half of the film as well. Can you tell me the genesis of that? How did you, or why did you include new dancers recreating the dances?
I started to work in this film after I saw Pina 3D by Wim Wenders, and then I thought it would be nice to make a film about all tango dancers from Buenos Aires. When you go to a milonga, the place where people dance tango, you will meet here many, many older people, around 80 years, who are dancing, you know, in a very, very beautiful way. And I thought it would be nice to make a film about these old people. But then I started to meet these old dancers, and they were not really interesting. I mean, not really interesting means what you need to be able to make a film for the cinema. So I, of course, knew Juan, Carlos, and Maria. They are very, very famous, but I thought they were too famous to make a film about them. But anyhow, I met Maria, and after having talked to her 30 seconds, I knew that she had to be in the film.
Oh, she's an amazing personality.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's so spontaneous and so intelligent, and she has a very special, very own light, you know what I mean. And so I more or less fell in love with her. And then a couple of days later, I came across a book about Juan Carlos Cope's life. And in this book, the relationship between Maria and Juan is very well told, this difficult, explosive relation. And also a very important part of it is how much work they put into becoming the couple that they become. You know, they worked very, very hard for many years. They hungered. They had no money. Sometimes they didn't have money to eat, but they continued doing tango. So I thought it's these two aspects, the love story and this work, this sacrifice they did to become the couple they became, were the main points that convinced me to want to make a film about them. But then, after I had taken this decision, we still had the problem that their life was in the past. And that even if there was some archival material around, we couldn't make a good, strong film for the cinemas only with them today and archival material. So I think that I was talking once with Wim Wenders, who was my executive producer. I showed him something that I had shot at the beginning of the process in 3D, and he told me, listen, Germán, the story of Maria and Juan is nice and strong, but you might have to look for actors interpreting and making their story somehow bigger than life. And that was more or less the genesis of this idea of including the dancers and their conversations with Maria and with Juan as a storyline in the film.
Yes, the dancing plus the story gives a very beautiful combination. Thanks so much for talking with me, Germán.
No, it was a pleasure for me, Daniel. I hope my English was good enough.
Perfect.
Okay.
Germán Krall's new documentary, Our Last Tango, opens on Christmas Day in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber at the movies each Friday morning for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.